Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to this, the 12th episode of the Merry Little Podcast. My name is Jeff Westover, head Christmas warrior at the Merry Forums of MyMerryChristmas.com. The Merry Little Podcast is a joint production of My Merry Christmas and Kringle Radio, our year-round commercial-free radio stream for the premier members of the Merry Forums of My Merry Christmas. This is an episode of the Merry Podcast we just have to get out of the way. It is the obligatory War on Christmas episode where we lecture both sides in this tiresome debate of the modern Christmas. We bring it out on the weekend formerly known as Thanksgiving weekend, a time that has unfortunately morphed into the ugliest part of the whole holiday season, bookended by Black Friday on one end and Cyber Monday on the other. For the record, while we love Thanksgiving and celebrate its finer virtues of gratitude, we're not real big fans of this weekend overall anymore. We used to celebrate Black Friday in a way, but since it has bled into Thanksgiving and become a stain on all that is merry and bright about the season, we celebrate it no more. We instead use this time to take inventory of what Christmas really is and how the debates about it shape our celebration of it.
Believe what Christmas has come to today. All these atheists and judges trying to take it away. No carols in our public schools, no trees at City Hall. And they wish you season's greetings at the shopping mall. Ain't you sick of it all? Well, there's a war on Christmas, it's under attack. But this year America's taking it back. Separate church and state, that's what some lawyer said. I say it's time we separated him from his head. You can call me a Christian, but that's not true. Cause if I got a present for you, it's a thought that counts. Christmas is as American as apple pie. It's a late December version of the 4th of July. And they may go by a different name, but Uncle Sam and Santa Claus are one and the same. So boys, take aim. Hell, there's a war on Christmas, it's under attack. But this year America's taking it back. Separate church and state, that's what some liberals said. I say it's time we liberated him from his head. You can call me a Christian, but that's not true. Buddy, I got a present for you. I hope it's the right size. Oh, say, can you see this Christmas? Baby Jesus, 'tis of thee. I'm placing 50 shining stars atop the Statue of Liberty. Then I'll go and jingle the Liberty Bell. Post old glory with an elf. If you say I can't deck my halls, then I'll deck you myself. Well, there's a war on Christmas that's under attack. Hey, this year old St. Nicholas is taking it back. He's firing guns from his reindeer, dropping bombs from his sled. This year, if you were not, you're as good as dead. He wears red and white, but you can throw in blue. And has he got a present for you? St. Toby's got one too. Yeah, we got a present for you. As in A-C-L-U. Easy, Rudolph. Damn, boy.
We have faithfully followed the many debates of Christmas for the past two decades and even have a website called defendchristmas.com that archives this messy topic for those who care. The so-called war on Christmas is no war at all. If it were, then Christmas is winning hands down. There is no sign whatsoever that Christmas is held back for real anywhere. It is as pervasive as possible, and it remains, as a new book called Christmas in the Crosshairs points out, the most global of all holidays. But Christmas is a real victim in these swirling waters of controversy. It gets misrepresented and maligned for the season of peace that it should be. After all, it's not Christmas they're fighting about, it's religion. And Christmas is merely a vehicle for them to bring the war to us, a battlefield in the ever-growing front, both for and against political correctness, globalism, and free speech. Every holiday season, we endure two kinds of silliness. First is the kind that says a Christmas tree is a holiday tree, that the baby Jesus doesn't belong on the courthouse lawn, or that veterans can't hear Christmas carols in VA hospitals. The second kind is just as bad. They are militant Christians who insist that everyone say Merry Christmas and that anyone saying Happy Holidays is some kind of Yuletide terrorist. They refuse to shop in stores where Merry Christmas is not heard, but ironically will write letters of complaint if Christmas shows up in the stores too early. We're here to debunk both sides in this debate. It's all bad. The whole war on Christmas thing is misguided, inappropriate, and unworthy of our ongoing debate. It just needs to go away, and it won't go away until everyone steps up against both sides and tells them to knock it off. Let's talk first about what Christmas is and is not. It is a federal holiday, and that was established in 1870. The official declaration of Christmas, however, as a national holiday, reads kind of like a car rental contract. Those rabidly anti-Christmas forces who claim separation of church and state in their quest to get Christmas removed from the national calendar of holidays have never read that bland declaration or studied its very boring history. Back in 1870, the federal government had no interest whatsoever in Christmas, none. Up until that time, it was just another day. But unionized federal workers lobbied to get the day off, and that's because their private sector counterparts got the day off with pay in many cases. Yes, that was the custom of Christmas in America from before the American Revolution. Christmas was a holy day, one employers recognized on their own as sacred and important to their workers, and they led the charge in making it a day off of work, and in many cases, a day off with pay. Those today who claim the American establishment of Christmas is some kind of branded federal endorsement of any religion are seriously up in the night. And besides, the whole separation of church and state thing is not in the Constitution, folks. Hate to break that to you, but those words and that idea has no part in the Constitution. The Establishment Clause, as it is called, states that Congress will not set up a state church. And setting apart a day is hardly the establishment of a church. That's why courts have time and again sided with Christmas on public lands and in public spaces. That has not stopped, of course, the ninnies who claim that even the word Christmas is offensive. This argument has spilled over into worldwide markets. We have seen entire sections of the city of Berlin where Christmas is outright banned, and this year there are communities in Germany that do not even sell Christmas-related products simply because it is perceived as offensive to some of the population there. Imagine that. Christmas is unavailable in the country that gave us Silent Night and Nutcrackers and so many other iconic elements of the Christmas season. Some on the right claim this is the reason why we've seen a rise in the use of the phrase Happy Holidays. And in an ironic twist of political correctness, nearly anyone now who says Happy Holidays is interpreted as refusing to say Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays!
Happy Holidays!
Happy Holidays!
Happy Holidays!
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday, happy holiday.
It's the holiday season,
and Santa Claus. Let's explore for a second the words we're talking about here. The word Merry is almost exclusively associated with Christmas in the United States. We never hear outside of the Christmas season that word being used, such as have a merry day, or he's so merry, or she looks merry. You just don't hear that. Webster blandly describes the word as giving pleasure or full of gaiety, something marked with festivity. But right-wingers get haughty in the use of the phrase Merry Christmas, thinking that it in some way represents something special, sacred, and even religious in the use of the phrase. They consider the phrase Happy Holidays as politically correct and in some way beneath use for those who really love Christmas. In fact, saying Happy Holidays in some ways makes a person anti-Christmas. Forget the fact that the word holiday is derived from the phrase Holy Day. That same Webster's dictionary defines holiday as a day in which one is exempt from work or a period of exemption. That classically defines Christmas better than any other day of the year. To our cousins in the UK, the tradition is to say Happy Christmas, not Merry Christmas. And there's a good reason for that. In some places, the word merry is perceived to mean drunk. In other places, it could be perceived as mighty. That is the word merry and what it meant anciently. In either case, the phrase Merry Christmas in England is just inappropriate as a greeting at all, and Happy Christmas is both the norm and the acceptable practice. The word Christmas itself is often considered a politically incorrect term because Christ is at the root of the word. There's no getting around that, but again, the Supreme Court has ruled again and again that Christmas is both a sacred and a secular term, and as such, there is nothing wrong or illegal in using the term on things like school calendars or in government-sponsored events. So what do we do about this madness? How do we get it all to stop from all sides? Well, we make three humble suggestions. First, just be yourself. Say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, and make your celebration of Christmas as public or as private as you want. Second, be kind. Recognize that Christmas isn't celebrated by some. For many, Christmas is a tough time of the year, and people who push it on them only aggravate them more. When you see offense or detect weariness with all things Christmas, just back off. It's not that hard. Third, don't acknowledge the extremes on any side. Just don't participate in the absurd. Let the absurd stand out on their own without your response. The more ignored they are, the less influence they have. Recognize that these debates are never going away. Ever. They are older than recorded history, and if you believe some scripture, they go back to the war in heaven that started all humanity on earth. These debates will remain. Join us at MyMerryChristmas.com and our Merry Forums, where Christmas is grandly celebrated year-round and all are welcome to share their Christmas no matter what it is. For the Merry Podcast, Kringle Radio, and MyMerryChristmas.com, this is Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.